Spring planting is often dependent on soil temperature and moisture. Come spray season, pesticide applicators rely on knowing about wind speed. And in the fall, farmers are tracking growing degree days to determine a crop's safety from a killing frost. The South Dakota Mesonet Weather System is a tool providing valuable insight on all these stages of agriculture. The South Dakota Mesonet tracks climate conditions from 32 remote weather stations across the state, updating readings every 5 minutes. South Dakota Mesonet Director Nathan Edwards reports the network is currently seeing heavy traffic, monitoring soil temperature for planting, and pesticide applicators are checking wind speeds.
All of our stations are equipped to measure wind direction, speed, and gust. We also go a step further with this, and we calculate boom height wind speed, which is required for, say, over-the-top dicamba applications.
The Mesonet wind application includes real-time inversion indicators.
And actually, one thing that we've added to the spray tool is that people can request a spray record by email right on the spray tool, and that'll have the current spray conditions set to them.
Additional climate tools on the Mesonet track growing degree days and heat units, which play a role in crop development, insect activity, and crop or livestock stress. The 32-station Mesonet system in South Dakota is owned and operated by SDSU, with an expansion in the works adding 14 new stations. Mesonet sites are often hosted by sponsors, with the South Dakota Wheat Commission helping to support the Mesonet station at Sturgis. To access all the climate readings, visit mesonet.sdstate.edu. I'm Pam Geppert reporting.